650, 1320 WILS. It is Wednesday. Much colder, too. Down to 26 tonight. Let's talk about millennials. My next guest is really one of the top experts in the country when it comes to employee engagement. He's a New York Times bestselling author. His book, Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love. David Sturt joins us, Executive Vice President at O.C. Tanner. David, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Great to join you today.
Yeah, you just wrote in Fortune, you wrote about what it's like to work with millennials and how to make it a job environment that they appreciate and will be able to thrive in. Now, why do you think we're seeing entire companies changing their dynamics for millennials?
You know, I think the biggest reason is because millennials have now make up the largest percentage of workers in the United States and really around the world. So it's kind of reached critical mass. You know, it's taken years to build that level of presence, and I think now organizations everywhere are starting to realize, hey, we gotta do things differently.
Yeah. And what happened? How did they end up being so different than boomers in general? Generation X?
You know, there's a lot of research and a lot of theories about how different are they really. Some research suggests that they are perhaps more like earlier versions of boomers and Xers, but I think there are some differences. One is clearly around purpose, around a sense of meaning in their work and working for an organization that they feel like they can make a difference with.
What is, in terms of purpose, what is it they're looking for specifically? Do we know?
I think it's the opportunity to really make a difference. You know, I think years ago, people felt great about finding a good, stable company or a company that they could get count on a paycheck. And I think now, for millennials, it's a much more important thing to feel like if I'm going to be involved in a company, I want to believe in the cause. Yeah. I want to join something where if I'm going to be spending that kind of time and energy and discretionary effort, that I believe in what they're doing and what they're about.
How is it that they're so unconcerned about just surviving then?
You know, I don't know exactly why. I think
are their parents there to back them up? Do they have that feeling that they don't really need a job? Is that kind of thing?
I think for some, certainly for the younger end of the millennial population, where you know statistics show many are living at home and so forth, so maybe there is a little bit of a better safety net. But I think the expectation is find a place where I can make a living, but have it also contribute to meaning and an opportunity again to really make a difference.
I know David Sturt here on WILS. When you talk, another thing you brought up was appreciation. They need to feel like they're being appreciated. How do you show that to a millennial?
You know, I think in several different ways. One is just in the day-to-day thank yous, just the simple feedback, saying thank you for a job well done, thanking someone if they've stayed late on a project and got it done. I think millennials expect to hear that feedback much more than earlier generations were accustomed to.
Can they handle criticism?
I think so. I think I think they're much more tuned in and expecting of all kinds of feedback, whether that be critical or not. But all of our research shows you better have a lot more as a ratio of positive things than negative if you're trying to really inspire and engage them.
Okay. Do you have to be gentle though when you're criticizing a millennial?
I think just being candid and open. I don't know that there's an expectation of more or less gentleness from previous generations, but I think there's an expectation of openness and candor, which then yields trust. And clearly, millennials are looking for trust in a relationship.
We're talking to David Sturt, Executive Vice President, O.C. Tanner here on WILS. Now, when it comes to the issue of hierarchy, because you write about the fact that they don't like hierarchy, the millennials. So what does that mean exactly for people that run businesses?
I think millennials, as I wrote in that article today, the issue is millennials want to feel part of a network more than part of a hierarchy. And I think previous generations were so accustomed to be deferential to leaders, to leadership, particularly in larger organizations. And I think that has fundamentally shifted. I think there's been more of a democratization of the workforce, and millennials particularly expect to be part of the decision-making process and not have to wait 10 years before their voice is heard.
So do they feel like they should be equal to someone that's been at the business for decades and has many more years of experience? Is that part of it?
I think part of it. I think maybe not necessarily equal, but having a voice rather than having to sort of sit back and wait a period of years before they can have an influence on the decision-making process of the organization.
Is this an issue of self-esteem? Do they have more self-esteem than previous generations?
It seems that way. I don't have any research to back that up, but it seems that that's the case.
Okay. I mean, give me the other side, though. Are there any problems you find in working with millennials that that don't exist when you talk about boomers and Generation X?
I think some of it is around the expectation for really rapid movement through the organization, or that expectation that maybe they should have a much stronger voice in the organization. Mm-hmm. And some of that is just maybe learning how organizations run and just gaining some experience with organizations. And so I think there's not always a full level of realism, and that you have to deal with that, I think, smartly and wisely.
Okay. You say they take criticism well, but is there an issue with millennials somehow being affected by criticism in ways that previous generations have been able to handle?
That's not been my experience. The millennials that I've worked with have really wanted that feedback. And again, how you deliver that, sure, I think that makes a difference. But I think there's a real expectation that I don't just wait till the end of the year for a performance review to find out how I'm doing on my day-to-day work. But the expectation is I hear in real time how that's going. And that's a fundamental shift from previous generations.
Do millennials, David, do they have an issue staying with a company for long periods of time?
It's at the outset, it sounds like that. The rhetoric sure suggests that that's the case, but the data actually doesn't support that. The Bureau of Labor Statistics tracks average employee tenure in the United States, and those numbers are not declining, particularly in the millennial sector. So we don't see data to support that, but there's a lot of discussion that there might be more movement and more mobility amongst millennials. But right now, the data does not suggest that.
So with a focus on purpose and appreciation and so on, where does money stack up for millennials?
You know, money's important. I don't know that it's quite as important as it was to boomer generations. I think part of that is influenced by millennials' decision to find work that's purposeful and meaningful, but absolutely there's an expectation that they should be paid fairly and be compensated fairly. And I think as the boomers begin to move out of the workplace, there is going to be a shortage of workers, and I think that's going to put millennials in a very good position to get paid well for what they do.
David Sturt, Executive Vice President of O.C. Tanner, New York Times bestselling author. His book, Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love. David, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep, and that,
pleasure to be with you.
Enjoyed it. And that is it for us on this Wednesday, chilly Wednesday. It's going to be a bit colder tomorrow. As I said, 26 tonight as we speak, and getting down to about, 14. And then tomorrow, high of just 20, low of 13. So, about right for February. Michael Cohen here, producer Solomon Martin. Great to have you here with us. We will be back here tomorrow. Also, once in a while, I like to bring up our website, 1320wils.com. If you have not checked us out there, log on. See what's going on there. Good night.